Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley would like to take this time to remind everyone, a blood donation truly is a gift of life that a healthy individual can give to others in their community who are sick or injured. In a one-hour time, a person can donate one unit of blood that can be separated into four individual components to help save multiple lives. This message is from Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley. Give the gift of life. Give blood. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest hasn't called in, so if you'd like to call in, don't be bashful, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, but let me start out by saying that I'm very glad to be able to be with you today, and the reason I'm happy to be with you is because of the incident that occurred over the last weekend, on Sunday and Monday of this week. Now, you're not going to read about this in your local newspapers, hear about it on television or radio, but one of the most momentous events of the last 100 years took place over the weekend, and yet not a mention of it at all. Those of you who listen to us regularly know we've spoken repeatedly of the threat of an EMP attack on America, electromagnetic pulse attack, where gamma rays come either from solar flares or from the explosion of a nuclear device 300 miles above Omaha, Nebraska. And if that were to occur, either one, either a nuclear bomb, and it doesn't have to be very sophisticated, but it can be a nuclear bomb of any sort, although there are specific ones that are specifically designed to be more efficient. But if it were to be exploded 300 miles over Omaha, Nebraska, or we were to have a Class X solar flare, the gamma rays would simply fry the electronic grid in America, and we would be back to the position we were in the early 1800s. And there is absolutely no defense against this. Congress, as we've told you, in 2011, every Republican, every Democrat congressman, unanimous vote to actually begin to move to put breakers into the electronic grid so that the whole grid wouldn't go down if there were such an event, either an EMP attack or solar flares. And nothing was done, and nothing has been done since then. There have been extensive Congressional Commission reports. We carry the 2004 report. You can get that from my ministry, but the 2008 report and other reports. In fact, we've even interviewed Peter Pry, and Peter was actually spent 30 years in Washington, D.C., and about 10 years of that, he worked for this Congressional Commission. He was the chief administrator in this commission, pointing out the very real dangers of a electromagnetic pulse attack. Because, of course, it would take out the transformers, we would be back to the state of electronics we had in the early 1800s. And if you've seen this NBC program on Revolution, which basically is the story of what happens when we lose our electricity, this program is put out by NBC to warn you of the very real danger of the electricity going out, And the people who actually put the program on did this based upon the Congressional Commission reports. Well, what does this have to do with last weekend? It has everything to do with last weekend. Because over last weekend on Sunday and Monday, there were solar flares from the sun. And of course, you grade solar flares A, B, C, M, and X. So there are five different categories of them. A being the least severe solar flares, X being the maximum solar flares, the kind that would simply burn out our electronic grid. And on Sunday and Monday of this last week, on the far side of the sun, there was not one, not two, but three grade X solar flares that took place, any one of which could have burned out our grid. And, of course, they were on the backside of the moon, the backside of the sun, so they didn't hit the United States. They irradiated the rest of the solar system. But had they been on this side of the sun, in other words, our side of the sun, I wouldn't be talking to you on the radio today, because you wouldn't have the electricity either to broadcast or to receive this. Of course, you could do it if you had a portable radio, but then because the broadcast system would be down, certainly the water pumps would be down, the sewer pumps would be down, communications would be down, our satellites would be down, and this would wipe out satellites, GPS. It would wipe out everything electronic, ladies and gentlemen. On Sunday and Monday, there were three major grade X solar flares, and you haven't read about it. Now, fortunately, you have the Internet. You can check what I'm saying to be sure I'm telling you the truth. And go up on the Internet, write down solar flares Sunday, Monday last week or something of the sort, and you'll find out that there were three of them over the weekend, and yet not a mention in the media. There is an organized effort to conceal the terrible danger of this taking place. And it doesn't make sense. Certainly it's a great story. People would want to hear about it. People sometimes thrive on danger and fear. Well, I think there's something to be very fearful about. I think there's something very dangerous out there that certainly could impact. And had it those flares been on this side of the sun, rather than the far side of the sun, why, as I say, I wouldn't be talking to you this morning. Now, basically, because we have satellites on the far side of the sun, and they quickly turned off the electronics on them, because otherwise those satellites would have been fried. And certainly, had the flares been on this side, it would have taken out every satellite, between the sun and the Earth, and that would be a large number of our satellites. And it would have simply done away with our electronic grid, because there are no breakers in it, because the transformers in this grid system are susceptible, and unfortunately, we no longer manufacture those transformers. They're manufactured in Korea and in Germany, and it would take literally probably 2 or 3 years to replace the transformers that we would need to get our grid back working. Our grid is so susceptible to this sort of an injury, and yet, of course, we're not talking about it. We do know that both Iran and North Korea are planning on launching a little EMP attack on America. Should the instance come where America is to go to war with Iran, if you listen to what the Iranian leaders are saying, they're saying that if they're attacked by Israel, they know America is behind it. And, of course, they will take action accordingly against America and wipe us out. How could they do that? One bomb. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Van back here, we didn't get our telephone number fast enough, so we're going to have to depend on you giving us a call. Are you out there? Do you have a question or comment on this or any other subjects? We're going to have to do open lines until we can get our regularly scheduled guests, because we have nothing prepared. Our number is 877-254-7524. What would you like to talk about, or would you like to talk about the danger of an EMP attack? And it's not an imaginary. It's a very real threat. As we've told you before, we have friends in Washington, D.C., who actually have got refuges to take their families to. And these are very well-informed people. Many of them have been in Washington, D.C. 20 or 30 or 40 years or more. And they are frightened to death about this very real threat, which is never discussed by the controlled media. And you have to ask why. Well, certainly our guest this morning, True Hart, was going to be with us specifically because he would be talking at the Conspiracy Conference, which is going to be held in Milpitas in California. That's just a little north of San Jose. And it's going to be on the 1st and 2nd of June. And certainly there are going to be all sorts of fascinating speakers there at the Conspiracy Conference. And I go every year. I often speak. I won't be speaking this year. I will have a table, but certainly there are a lot of tables. A lot of people come, probably 400 or 500 people ordinarily attend the Conspiracy Conference. And, of course, if you don't believe in conspiracies, why, if you come, you'll hear people from the other side talking. Now, most of them certainly don't represent what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, but they do represent this spiritual movement which permeates so much of our society. And there really are people who worship a different God or are in contact with the other dimension. And, of course, basically, there are some excellent speakers coming. William Still is going to be there. And William Still I've known for probably close to 15 years or more. He's written extensively on the subject of the supernatural, conspiracy that is lined against freedom in America. And Bill Still is always one of the best speakers. Jim Fetzer is going to be there. He's going to be talking about the Kennedy assassination. But Jim Fetzer is, of course, right on top of what happened to the Boston Marathon. And what you think you saw at the Boston Marathon bombing was not what really took place. What really took place? I don't know. I don't know if the boys, the two boys were involved or not. I think one of them may have been a double agent. Certainly, he was playing a part. He'd gone over. Here's a young man without any source of income, 23 years old, with a wife and a child. And he just takes off and goes over to Russia and Chechnya for 6 months, trying to recruit people into the radical Islamic movement to set off a revolution over there. Do you honestly believe somebody without money can travel for 6 months? And obviously there's a force behind him. His uncle just happened to have been married to the daughter of one of the chief CIA agents for a number of years, and this same uncle had gone over and done exactly the same thing, trying to get a revolution going over there in Chechnya and Russia. Obviously, many people thought he was an agent provocateur, and it could very well have been that the older boy, Tamerlan, was an agent provocateur, a CIS, that I don't know. And I have no way of knowing, but I do know, of course, that the Jeff Bauman story is totally contrived. If you doubt that, all you have to do is go up on the Internet. Go up on the Internet and put in Jeff Bauman. Pictures. Pictures, Jeff Bauman. And this is the young man who supposedly had both legs blown off in the Boston Marathon bombing. And you'll see pictures of him laying on the ground suddenly after the explosion. And he, on the right side, his right leg is totally blown off. On the left side, his leg is blown off below the knee. And if you look at him laying on the ground, and there are two views of him that you can see, one from the side and one more or less front on, why you'll see he has a well-healed, below-knee amputation scar, a stump on the left side, with a piece of tibia sticking out the bottom, a piece of bloody tibia. There's no muscle, there's no lacerations, there's no nothing. You can actually see almost the entire circumference of this well-healed, below-the-knee amputation stump with a piece of bloody tibia sticking out the end of it. And I looked at that and I said, you know, I did orthopedics for a better part of 40 years. Actually, I started my residency in 1955, as I remember, 1956. And suddenly I've retired from orthopedics in 1995. Well, that's the better part of 40 years. And suddenly I never saw anything like that. It just wasn't real. I didn't know what I was seeing, but I knew there was something wrong with it. Well, then, of course, you'll see other staged pictures of this fellow. He's had both legs blown off, and he's sitting in a wheelchair. Now, he has a tourniquet on the left leg, not on the right leg. He would have bled to death long before, but he doesn't bleed to death. He's sitting there, looks a little disconsolate. There's no blood on the left side of the where he has the BK amputation. It looks like there might be some muscle or skin hanging out the back. Now, he didn't have that on the original films, but he has it sitting in the wheelchair as if there might be muscle and skin hanging out the back, but there's nothing attached to this bare bone. And, of course, there's several pictures there you can see, and they're obviously staged pictures of a young man who's lost his right leg and has blown off his left leg below the knee, the right leg above the knee, because basically 19 days later, when he appears at the Boston Bruin hockey game, why, of course, he has a bilateral above-the-knee amputation. Now he has bilateral above-the-knee amputations. And, of course, the question is he this Vietnam veteran who'd lost both legs, certainly there? And was this whole thing staged? And absolutely it was staged. Who staged it? Why did they stage it? What's it all about? I can't tell you, but I can tell you that we've not been told the truth. One of the Boston Marathon bombs, was placed partway up on the side of a building. I believe, of course, the blood that you see on the ground there, this bright red blood, isn't bright red blood at all. It's stain that they put down. Why? Because blood changes color and gets darker when it's on the ground after it's out of the individual. And yet what you see there, look at the pictures, bright red, and it doesn't change. And that's not the way the blood looks, and you can see that they've had put some sort of a fluid down there. People are walking through it. It's not coming off on their shoes. You don't see a lot of footprints around. You just see this the red material that's been spread around, and this is staged. It's staged for the impact, the psychological impact on people. But look at the pictures of Jeff Bauman. There are all sorts of pictures there. And if you look at them carefully, and then, of course, you look at him 19 days later with a big smile on his face at the Boston Bruin hockey game, waving a flag, and with a bilateral above-the-knee amputation. A bilateral above-the-knee amputation. And yet, of course, we see all these pictures with a below-knee amputation. And believe me, if you look at that stump, you'll see it's a well-healed stump. And nobody has brought this out. Well, I suppose because of my background in orthopedics, and I did a lot of amputations, and I saw a lot of BK amputation stumps, and that was a well-healed BK amputation stump and not the product of an explosion. And I think it was probably a prosthesis that they put on there. That's what Jim Fetzer says. And Jim Fetzer is certainly one of the more astute people as far as this is concerned. Jim and I would disagree on the solution of the problem, but we both see the same problems. And he's a fascinating individual. Jim Fetzer will be speaking at the conspiracy conference on the 1st to 2nd of June. If you'd like to know more about that, you can go to my website. We have a direct link to the conspiracy conference website. My website's radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And, of course, you can link to Conspiracy Con, or you can go to the conspiracy, just go to your website and type in conspiracy conference. We usually have people from the Colorado area come, and it's a fascinating two-day experience. I think there'll be a good turnout. Actually, they've lowered the hotel cost. They moved to a different hotel, and so the costs will be cheaper this year than they were last year. So if you'd like to come, my number is 1-800. You want them more information, you can call our 800 number, but they'll simply refer you to my website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Well, we have open lines, so we don't have our regularly scheduled guests, so give us a call. It's 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have thoughts on the Boston Marathon bombing, well, I would love to hear from you. Do you really believe that this story we've been told is true? Do you believe that the Jeff Bauman incident suggests maybe this is staged, and why it was staged? Give us the feeling we have a real domestic threat of terrorism, and yet there's something about the story of these two boys that doesn't make sense. Remember the younger boy, I supposedly tried to commit suicide by shooting himself in the mouth, and that's why he can't talk. He can't talk. And yet now we find out he didn't have a gun. So how did he shoot himself in the mouth if he didn't have a gun? How were they able to actually carry on this extensive gunfight with the police there? And I saw it on, I was watching the Sydney Rock Center with Brian Williams on Friday evening. And they showed us the infrared pictures of the gunfight. They showed us these two blue areas up on the screen, and then there were all these dots, and the dots represented the guns firing, at least that's what they told us, and hundreds of shots from the police and hundreds of shots from the boys. The only trouble is they only had two guns. They had no rifles, no automatic weapons. Actually, they only had one gun. They only had one gun between them. And they're supposed to have fired a couple hundred shots. And then we're told that the older boy, Tamerlan, came out from behind the car and is walking towards the police, firing his pistol, runs out of ammunition after wounding one of the police officers, and then, of course, is reloading when he's tackled, taken down, and then his brother runs over him. Well, ladies and gentlemen, these stories don't make sense. People over there say the police ran over him. People claim that there was a naked young man who was actually taken and put into a police car, and both the mother and the aunt say that was Tamerlan. So what happened to him? Why was his body brutalized and it looks like he'd been beaten to death? And we were told there were 20 bullets in him. We were told there was one bullet in him. We don't know. Why would they put out so many conflicting stories to confuse you, ladies and gentlemen? They're playing games with your mind. And as long as they control the media, they can do anything they want to with your mind. And that's why programs such as this is why the Internet is so vitally important, because basically you need to actually have access to alternative information. Unfortunately, you can check almost everything that I say. You can get the pictures of Jeff Bauman there. You can go up and find out that there were actually three Class X solar flares over the last weekend, and not a mention in the media. Any one of those flares on this side would have wiped out the electric grid. And yet, of course, no mention of it here. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. It's going to have to be open lines. If we don't have Truot, we're going to a break here. Well, we hope that you'll be giving us a call, because I have nothing organized to say, and basically we're running out of thoughts. But I think these two issues are important. I hope some of you will seriously consider coming to the Conspiracy Conference on June 1st and June 2nd. Hope to see you there. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm, or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534, and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Freedom Network, and we weren't able to get Dr. Truot. We got his office, but he wasn't there. So basically, it's open lines, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have something you'd like to talk about, give us a call. And because basically we have nothing prepared for this morning, we were going to have Dr. Truot with us, certainly to promote the conspiracy conference on the 1st and 2nd of June at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Milpitas in California, just north of San Jose. And of course, it's always an interesting conference. I've gone to it every year for the last 10 years. I have a table there. They offer me a table. If I put some of their guests onto my radio programs, which I do because many of their guests are people I really like, and we've had Jim Fetzer on several times, and Truot, and certainly William Still, and trying to get people's interest in this, because you must understand there really are conspiracies. They're not imaginary, they're real. And, of course, the people who control the media condition our minds. Oh, can you believe in conspiracies? Ladies and gentlemen, there have always been conspiracies. There was a conspiracy to kill Julius Caesar. Do you remember the story of Julius Caesar and how his friends actually, Brutus and the others, killed Julius Caesar? They killed him because he was trying to become a dictator and trying to destroy the limited system of government they had. And Julius Caesar wanted to be the dictator, and of course his friends who supported him up to that point turned against him. And that was remarked by the Julius Caesar, et tu, Brute? Well, who do we have on the line?
Oh, hello, Dr. Stan. This is Stephen Greeley calling in again. An excellent show once again. Thanks so much for your hard work and great research.
Well, good. Thank you so much. And what would you like to talk about?
Well, I was doing some Google searching for Jeff Bauman on the Boston bombing. And
yes,
a fellow by the name of Nick Vogt comes up, missing a pinky finger. It appears to be the same crisis actor. I'm not sure if there's any validity to that, but just thought I'd throw that out there. And you're right on in exposing this. Of course, with your background in orthopedic surgery, you know bones, and obviously this was a fraud. And this is a very big thing, I think, a big moment where we can expose a lot of these false flags.
Well, I think that basically the pictures that you'll see, and if you Google Sydney Jeff Bauman pictures, that somebody's done a tremendous job of having all sorts of pictures they've taken off the internet and they put onto their site. And I think the most revealing ones are the first ones right after the explosion. And here's Jeff Bauman laying on the ground with it. You can see the trousers are torn off his left thigh. And you can see the whole of the left thigh. And if you look at the very top of it, you can almost imagine, you see the top of the prosthesis there. Because is that a real thigh or is that a plastic thigh attached to a plastic below-the-knee stump attached to this piece of bloody tibia? Now, when you first look at it, you don't even think of that. You see him laying on his side. He's clutching his left thigh. Now, the right thigh is blown off. But the left thigh, it's almost like somebody's removed all the trouser leg there so you can see the thigh. But when you look at that stump, it's a well-healed stump with a piece of bone coming out. There's certainly not one laceration, no muscle, no nothing. That's the way you see him laying on the ground. And there's two pictures of him from different angles. And there's no question, there is no laceration of the skin, just a piece of bone sticking out of the end of a well-healed amputation stump. And you look at that, and your initial impression is, oh, this poor man's had his leg blown off. And then you look at it, and you think, that's a staged picture. And, of course, then when you see him 19 days later with certainly no below-knee amputation stuff, just two above-knee amputations, you realize the whole thing is a fraud.
Yeah, it sounds to me like he's going to be identified before too long. This is a very critical part of all of this. You know, I heard you mention that Sophia Smallstorm will be speaking at the conspiracy convention, and I'm very interested in hearing what she has to say about Sandy Hook. She's an excellent researcher, and I don't know if you're going to have her on your program prior to the convention or if you've had her on already. I'd like to hear what she has to say about Sandy Hook, because I'm sure it's going to be very good.
What is her name again?
Sophia Smallstorm.
Sophia Smallstorm. Well, I will try to get her on. Basically, I put on people that I knew. Some of the people there are pretty far out, but I've heard of her, and we've never been told the truth about Sandy Hook. In fact, I'm looking forward to hearing her talk myself. So basically, we put the people on because we want to point people to the fact that there really is a conspiracy. And I'll tell you what, I'll try to get her on so that you won't have to come to the conspiracy conference. It's a long way to come from Colorado.
Well, I'd love to come there if I could, I'll tell you, because they're very good. I know she did the film 9/11 Mysteries, which was excellent, you know, a great film on 9/11. And she's a pretty thorough examiner. And I'm, looking forward to hearing what she has to say about Sandy Hook, because I'm sure a good portion of it will be deep insights into this research. The other question I was going to ask you, of course, is about EMP, and this is just a question, and I'll let you go and let you elaborate. But do you have any books or recommend any books right now on EMP protection? Because this is it's a very serious issue. We talked before. I've had experiences with EMP knocking out some of my stuff, and I know this is a real threat, and I'm actually looking at getting some books to protect myself from these possibilities of EMP assaults or attacks, or even, as we said before, as you've mentioned, a solar flare of some sort.
Well, basically, there's no way to protect yourself. In other words, it's the EMP, the gamma rays, are not going to affect you. They're simply going to affect the electronics, and what you have to do is be prepared to live as we did in the early part of the 1800s. Now, of course, you can have a Faraday cage. We built our own Faraday cage. My son put one up. It's probably 4 by 8, and 8 feet tall. And we can store a lot of our electronic gadgetry in there. We have an extra solar system and batteries and an inverter that we there. So they'll be protected. The generators, other things we want to protect. But other than that, you're just going to have to have means of producing electricity. You're not going to be able to have fuel. This will be the thing. You'll run out of gasoline or diesel very, very quickly. And we're talking about after many months. So you're going to have to be able to live as we did in these early times with kerosene lamps and propane lamps and Chris, where are you going to get your food? Where are you going to get your water? What are you going to do with your sewage if you're in a big city? This is why they are anticipating that in the major cities, we will lose certainly up to 90% of the population in the major cities. Maybe not that many. Maybe only 60%. We don't know. But this would be certainly the cataclysmic event if this should happen. And people who've studied this, the Congressional Commission, which investigated this, has suggested that within a year, we could lose up to 200 million Americans out of the chaos that developed. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Open line, 877-254.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Tri-Property Management in Greeley reminds everyone each year millions of children suffer from abuse. And although hundreds of cases still go unreported, behind the statistics are the lives of innocent children. Help conquer child abuse and report what you know to local authorities. Remember, your call could save a child's life. This message from Tri-Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or go online at triplacestolive.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest is here, so give us a call at 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But how do you protect yourself from the danger of an EMP attack? Why you plan on living as we did in the early 1800s before we had electricity readily available? And the thing is, certainly, many years ago, we used to spend our summers at a camp, certainly at a cabin out in the woods, you know, 40 miles from the closest town, no electricity. And so how did you survive? Well, very simply, you put in a running water system from a creek up above. Why, first, you sort of could have sanitation in the house, you could have running water, you could have showers, you could have a toilet, and you just need a jug, a cesspool for your sanitary deposits, and certainly you were able to function and function quite well. And because we had kerosene lamps, we had propane lamps for nighttime, and basically without electricity, the lives of the people listening to this program would be dramatically changed. But you can live as long as you have food and water and shelter and clothing and certainly you would need to lay in medical supplies, and you should be laying in medical supplies. Health products, if you can get antibiotics, how would you get antibiotics? Why, because you go to the veterinary store. You can't buy antibiotics certainly without a prescription, but you get them for a dog. And the same the types of antibiotics, the penicillin, the amoxicillin, certainly tetracyclines, and Cipro, other antibiotics of that sort you get for your dog. Now, remember, you can't keep tetracycline for a long period of time. Tetracycline kept a long period of time becomes a dangerous product. But the other antibiotics certainly will hold up for a good many years, and certainly will tend to be effective. But you need the things if you have a physical disability and you need medicines, get a large supply in and have them on hand. Remember, we could have had certainly a solar flare last weekend that could have wiped out America if the flares had been on this side of the sun and not a word in the controlled media. Our telephone numbers, 877-254-7524. It's open lines. I have nothing prepared, so give us a call. But, of course, you need food, and this is why we carry advertisements for dehydrated food and for basically for freeze-dried food. Freeze-dried food keeps better than dehydrated food, although you need both of them. You need to know how to grow a garden. You need to have seeds on hand, and the most efficient types of things, the peas and the carrots. Carrots are a wonderful form of nutrition for you. And certainly the string beans and the vegetables and the squashes, learn how to actually grow these. This is one reason we have Buck Keeley on a regular basis, to talk about his products, but to talk about how you learn to grow. And I've learned so much listening to him. I hope you benefited as much as I have. But then, of course, you're going to have water. And basically, where would you get your water? And if you did, would it be potable? This is why you need a Berkey water filters and have extra filters on hand. And remember, we would be back to a barter system. And you want to have things that you can barter with others. Because money, as we know it, certainly paper money, under these circumstances would have no value. Certainly silver coinage would be something that people would probably accept. But other items that people would need, whether it would be alcohol, or whether it would be medical items, whether it be food, all of these things, if you have them, you can barter with others. This is the way the system used to work, and this is the way the system will work if we get a breakdown in the structure of society. And believe me, with an EMP attack or a solar attack such as we could have had this last weekend, why, of course, America as we know it would cease to exist. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. And who do we have on the line?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Splurge in Colorado. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for calling in. What would you like to talk about?
If this EMP, I've heard it explained that, it wouldn't take a whole heck of a lot for the government to protect our power stations, the transformers, from an EMP, and that they're deliberately dragging their feet and choosing not to do anything. So it seems like they want this to happen. They're inviting this problem. But on the other hand, if these things are capable of wiping out the electronic grid, everything electronic, it will also wipe out their high-tech police state system that's being installed everywhere, including all the cameras, the drones, because you can't control the drone if the electronics are down, right?
You're absolutely right. That's why what's taking place doesn't make sense from a logical point of view, so there must be another explanation. And, of course, as you know, I believe that there is a God. I believe that there certainly are spiritual forces at work, and I can't help but wonder if this is the X factor. Certainly, the establishment wants to maintain this country so they can use our financial and military power to consolidate their rule of the world. Is it possible that God is going to bring this about to bring his punishment on America? But in some ways, it would be the best thing in the world because it would break the control of the Brotherhood of Darkness, the satanic movement, over this country. And as you know, America is not mentioned in prophecy. The only mention that I can see may be those references to Mystery Babylon, where the financial center of the world burns, and the ship captains watch the burning of this great city, which is the financial capital of the world, and nothing can be done. And the merchants of the world weep because now they can't sell anything. These are the words from the scriptures. The financial center of the world today is New York City. Something is going to happen to New York. If the Bible is accurate, if this is the correct time, and I rather think that it is, we're just going to have to wait and see. Anyway, God bless. Thanks so much for calling. And, well, anyway, God does have a plan. God's killing. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up this morning's program here at the American Cedar Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and the gentleman was just simply asking why this is going on. I mean, why haven't we done what is logical to protect America from the danger of an EMP attack? Certainly for a couple of billion dollars, we would not have a problem. For a few hundred million dollars, we could protect our major cities, and we're not doing it. And of course, as I analyze this in my own mind, and I have no supernatural revelation. God hasn't spoken to me, but the one idea that keeps coming back to me is perhaps God is going to use this to draw people back to him. Only when times are bad do people look for God. They don't look for God when times are good. They want to live the good life. But of course, when times are bad, when there's catastrophe and personal tragedy, people are looking for God. And if we have an EMP attack, you should be prepared to begin talking to others about the spiritual implications of this, things that you've learned from listening to us, from reading the scriptures, and hopefully you can bring others to the Lord. This is all I can say. The only logical explanation I can come up for what is totally illogical that is taking place today. Well, this is the time I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and as you know, we have over 50 outlets every week, and certainly we need your financial help to do what we're doing. And if you're in a position to help, join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or subscribe to our newsletters, or get our products, or get our health products. We have a lot of health products. We carry a lot of spices. Why do we do it? Well, because it helps to finance what I do. And there's Spanish spices and all sorts of spices. There's six or seven of them. If you'd like more information, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we carry Berkey products and Miracle 2 soap products as well. But, of course, the health products, the vitamins and minerals that you need, vitally important that you have them. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help us financially, then we ask you to pray for my ministry. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. Because we truly are engaged in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. A battle that's being played out, certainly, in the media. It's being played out all around us. And we're losing that battle because, of course, they've infiltrated the churches. They've changed the message of the scriptures. We have the emergent church. We have ministers who tell us that everything's going to be fine, that God loves us, that there would never be punishment. Never terrible things would happen here to America. And I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, terrible things have happened, and worse things are going to happen because our church has been infiltrated and neutralized. And if you have a minister who's willing to speak out on these issues, and of course espouse the traditional belief in the validity of the scriptures, and the basically support him because he'll come under attack. We've actually had a number of ministers who listened to our programs, who've spoken out, who had people planted in their churches to get rid of them. It even happened in my own church, happened to my own minister who had the courage to speak out. So get involved. If you remember, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, you can watch our DVDs, you can listen to our radio program, you can read our newsletters, read my fetus on population control, and then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty. So until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
The people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name.